So for today's service, we would like to share about 2 Samuel chapter 9.
所以今天的正道要来分享撒母耳记下第九章。
And by this point in the book of 2 Samuel, we see that David has now become king over all of Israel.
在撒母耳记下我们看到大卫已经成为以色列家的国王。
And in this chapter, it's a very short chapter of only 13 verses.
在第九章这一章很短，只有13节。
And these 13 verses tell us about David showing his kindness towards Mephibosheth.
在这短短的13节里面，告诉我们大卫恩待米非波色。
So who was Mephibosheth?
所以谁是米非波色呢？
So let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 4.
我们来看撒母耳记下第四章。
Second Samuel chapter 4 verse 4.
撒母耳记下第四章第四节。
Second Samuel chapter 4 verse 4.
撒母耳记下第四章第四节。
In the name of Lord Jesus, I read, Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son who was lame in his feet. He was 5 years old when the news about Saul and Jonathan came from Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it happened as she made haste to flee that he fell and became lame. His name was Mephibosheth.
撒母耳记下第四章第四节，扫罗的儿子约拿丹有一个儿子，名叫米非波色，是瘸腿的。扫罗和约拿丹死亡的消息从耶斯列传到的时候，他才五岁。他乳母抱着他逃跑，因为跑得太急，孩子掉在地上，腿就瘸了。
So you can see here that Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan.
所以我们可以看到米非波色是约拿丹的儿子。
And it was when he was five that the news of his grandfather and father's death came to him.
当他父亲约拿丹和他祖父扫罗去世的时候，他才五岁。
And as this news came through, then his nurse took him up and fled.
听到这个消息呢，他的乳母就带着他逃跑。
But as she did, he fell and became lame.
但是他跑得太急，孩子掉在地上，腿就瘸了。
So this may have happened because Mephibosheth's nurse worried for his life.
这有可能是因为他的乳母为他的性命担忧。
There was a possibility that the new king that would take over may try and kill him.
因为可能新的国王会想要将他杀死。
Try and kill him and any family members of Saul.
新的国王可能会想要将扫罗家里的人全部灭绝。
Because in the past we know that when a new king came into power, they would sometimes go and kill off all the remaining family of the previous monarchy.
因为在过去我们知道有些国王上任的时候，他就会将上一任国王全家灭门。
They did this in order to protect themselves.
他们这样做是为了来保护自己。
And we know that Mephibosheth did have a claim to the throne.
我们知道米非波色原本是有权来继位的。
He was the grandson of one of the grandsons of King Saul.
他是扫罗王的孙子。
And so there was and other potential heirs, other potential people who could be king had also been killed.
那可能那任何有可能成为继任者的。人都可能会被杀害。
So we can see that Mephibosheth could have been a threat to King David.
那他对于大卫来说可能会成为一种威胁。
And we have learned before in the earlier chapters where Ish-bosheth waged a war against David in order to try and claim the throne.
就像之前的章节里面说到，伊斯波色他为了王位来对大卫发起战争。
So why would David show kindness to Mephibosheth?
那大卫为什么要来恩待米非波色？
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
我们翻到撒母耳记下第九章。
2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1.
撒母耳记下第九章第一节。
Verse 1.Now David said, Is there still anyone who is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
撒母耳记下第九章第一节。 大卫问说，扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因 约拿单的缘故向他施恩。
So David was looking for anyone who is left of the house of Saul.
所以大卫在寻找扫罗家有没有剩下的人。
So that he was in order to try and show that person kindness in order for Jonathan's sake.
因为约拿单的缘故呢，大卫要善要恩待扫罗家剩下的人。
And again, from 1 Samuel, we've already learnt of the close friendship, close relationship that Jonathan and David had.
那在撒母耳记上，我们也学到了大卫和约拿单他们之间亲密的友情。
Jonathan had helped David and defended him from his father, Saul.
约拿单他帮助大卫，并且在他父亲扫罗面前为大卫辩护。
David warned him of his father's intentions, of his father's plans to kill him.
约拿单也警告也提醒大卫他的父亲扫罗想要杀害他。
He even encouraged him and supported him when David himself was feeling low.
他也在大卫低谷的时候鼓励他和支持他。
So David, having received all of this help from Jonathan, wanted to repay him back.
那大卫从约拿单这里得到了这些帮助，他就想要报答约拿单。
And especially as Jonathan was no longer alive and not able to be by his side, as they both had wanted when David was king.
特别是在约拿单死后，大卫成为国王，他还能够如原来他们两个所愿的站在约拿单这一边。
And we can see that David was not trying to seek revenge over Saul.
我们看到大卫并没有想要向扫罗报仇。
He did not plan to harm any of Saul's family for the suffering that he had faced from Saul.
他并没有因为曾经遭遇过的痛苦就想要对扫罗家剩下的人来杀害他们。
We know because of Saul's intention, Saul's jealousy and intention to kill David, it created a lot of trouble for David in his earlier years.
那因为扫罗嫉妒他早年的时候给大卫带来了很多麻烦，想要杀害他。
He was constantly fleeing for his life.
所以大卫在他的生活中不得不持续的逃亡。
He was not able to call one place home.
他没有家。
Danger was around every corner.
危机四伏。
And we can only imagine the physical and mental burden and pressure that he was under whilst he was being chased by Saul and fleeing for his life.
那我们可以想象一下大卫他心理上和身体上受到的这种压力，当他在逃亡的这个时候。
But despite this, he was able to show this great gesture of kindness, great action of love.
那没有他没有看这一切，但是他能够来展现这种恩慈和他能够恩待别人。
If we were in David's shoes and had gone through all of this suffering earlier, would we be able to show this kindness to a potential enemy?
那如果我们是大卫的话，我们是否会像他这样用这样的行为来恩待我们可能潜在的敌人？
Probably have seen TV shows and movies where when someone has harmed someone, another person, that person will sometimes take revenge on that person, their whole family and their children's children.
那我们可能在电视剧里面会看到，如果一个人对另一个人做害的时候，这个人他可能会不单单只向这个做害的人报仇，可能还会向他的全家，向他的后代报仇。
So when people have harmed and mistreated us, are we able to just let it go?
那如果别人对我们不好，或者是虐待我们的时候，我们是不是可以轻易的让这一切过去？
Are we able to continue acting in a godly manner towards them and their family?
那我们是不是还会继续用一个基督徒应该有的行为来对待他和他的家人？
Are we able to truly forgive and forget?
那我们是否可以真正的做到原谅并且忘记
？To not hold on to any grudges or any ill feelings towards them，
而不是紧紧的抓住这些不好的情绪。
Because we know that these things are not things that a Christian should be doing。
那因为我们知道这些事情不应该是一个基督徒做的。
And David gives us this example, gives a good example of this.
那大卫给我们做了一个非常好的榜样。
So, what else can we learn from David here in this chapter?
那在这一章里面，我们还可以从大卫身上学到什么呢？
We can see that David had a good memory. He was able to remember the promises that he had made and was able to keep them as well.
那我们可以看到大卫他的记性很好，他可以谨记他曾经许下的诺言，并且遵守。
What had he said in the past?
那他过去说了什么呢？
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 24.
我们看撒母耳记上24章。
1 Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记上24章。
Verse 21 to 22.
21节到22节。
Verse 21 to 22.
21节到22节。
Therefore swear now to me by the Lord that you will not cut off my descendants after me, and that you will not destroy my name from my father's house. So David swore to Saul, and Saul went home, but David and his men went up to the stronghold.
撒母耳记上24章21节，现在你要指着耶和华向我起誓，不剪除我的后裔，在我父家不灭没我的名。于是大卫向扫罗起誓，扫罗就回家去。大卫和跟随他的人上山寨去了。
And let's also turn to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
那我们也看撒母耳记上二十章。
1 Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记上二十章。
Verse 14 to 16.
十四到十六节。
Verse 14 to 16.
十四节到十六节。
And you shall not only show me the kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but you shall not cut off your kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord...has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, Let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies.
撒母耳记上二十章十四节，你要照耶和华的慈爱恩待我，不但我活着的时候免我死亡，就是我死后，耶和华从地上剪除你仇敌的时候，你也永不可向我家绝了恩惠。于是约拿丹与大卫家结盟说，愿耶和华借大卫的仇敌追讨悖约的罪。
So from these two passages we can see the covenant that David made with Jonathan.
从这两段经节里面我们可以看到大卫与约拿丹所立的约。
And we can also see the vow that David made with Saul.
那我们也可以看到大卫对扫罗所发的誓。
So now that David had become king. He did not forget these words, that, these vows, these promises, this covenant that he had made.
那现在大卫已经成为了国王，他并没有忘记他所发的誓言，所立的约。
Even though the two people that he had made them with had already died.
尽管他立约的这两个人，扫罗和约拿丹，他们已经死了。
He was able to remember and try and fulfill these vows and these and the covenant.
那他还是能够来记住他所说过的，并且来实现。
So we know that our words are very, very important.
那我们知道我们所说的话都很重要。
The moment that we have said something, that will then be we will be then held accountable for our words.
那我们说了的话就要对所说的话负责。
So we need to learn to be very careful and remember what we have said, even if it might have been said a very, very long time ago.
那如果我们说了这个话，我们就要记得并且做到，尽管我们可能是在很长时间之前说的。
You know, I like to think I'm not too old and my memory is still working.
我觉得我还不算太老，我的记忆还好。
But I still can forget what I said just the day before.
但是我还是很容易忘记我前一天刚说过的话。
But even if we forget, God will not forget our words.
但是就算我们忘记了，神不会忘记。
And we cannot use our lack of remembering things as an excuse to say things carefully and make promises that we cannot keep.
那我们不能用健忘来作为一个借口，让我们来随意的说话，做出不能遵守的诺言。
Elder James tells us in James chapter 1 that we should be slow to speak.
那雅各长老在雅各书里跟我们说到，我们要慢慢的说。
And these are very, very wise words for us.
那这些是对我们来说非常有智慧的话。
We should think before we speak.
那我们说话之前要思考。
And it's important that we pray that God can guide us to use our words wisely.
那我们也应该向神祷告，让我们能够说智慧的话。
So let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 9.
那我们来看撒母耳记下第九章。
2 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记下第九章。
So we'll look at verse 2 to 5 now.
我们来看第二节到第五节。
So in these few verses, we see Ziba, who was a servant of the house of Saul, tell David that there is a family member left of the house of Saul.
那在这里我们可以看到洗巴，他是扫罗家的一个仆人，他告诉大卫说扫罗家还剩下一个人。
And Ziba tells David where Mephibosheth is living.
那洗巴告诉大卫米非波瑟住在哪里。
So David goes and sends people to bring Ziba to him.
那大卫就打发人让洗巴把这个人带到他面前。
And then from verse 6 to 8, we see the conversation that Mephibosheth and David have together.
那从第六节之后，我们可以看到大卫和米非波瑟他们之间的对话。
So we'll read verse 6 to 8.
我们来看第六节。
Verse 6. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, had come to David, he fell on his face and prostrated himself. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Here is your servant. So David said to him, Do not fear, for I will surely show you kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your grandfather, and you shall eat bread at my table continually. Then he bowed himself and said, What is your servant that you should look upon such a dead dog as I?
撒母耳记下第九章第六节到第八节，扫罗的孙子约拿单的儿子米非波瑟来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说：“米非波瑟。”米非波瑟说：“仆人在此。”大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。”米非波瑟又叩拜说：“仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，竟蒙王这样眷顾。”
So here we can see Mephibosheth quite humbly come before David, but also quite fearfully.
那我们可以看到米非波瑟他在大卫面前是非常谦卑的，但是同时他也充满恐惧。
We can imagine if we were in his shoes, probably to be quite scared.
那我们也可以想象，如果我们是他的话，我们肯定也很害怕。
He could easily be harmed by the king, by King David, or even killed.
如果大卫想的话，他可以很容易的加害于他，甚至是杀死他。
However, we see David reassure Mephibosheth.
但是我们可以看到，大卫向米非波瑟保证。
And by saying that he will show kindness for Jonathan's sake.
他说我要因约拿单的缘故施恩于你。
And how was he going to do this?
那他要怎么做呢?
He would do this by restoring all the land of Saul to him.
那他要将扫罗家的一切田地都归还于他。
And that Mephibosheth would also eat bread at his table continually.
那他也让米非波瑟可以常与他同席吃饭。
So we can, again, if we were put ourselves into Mephibosheth's shoes, I'm sure this is not what he probably was expecting to hear coming before David.
那如果我们是米非波瑟的话，我们设想一下，我们肯定是没有期没有不指望听到这些的。
From hiding away, fearing for his life, to suddenly now,being given all the land that his grandfather once had.
那从过着躲躲藏藏的流亡生活呢，他现在回来要回拿回他们家的一切田地。
And additionally, the great honor of being able to eat continually at the king's table.
那又被给予这样的荣耀，可以常与国王一起吃饭。
He must have felt he had won the lottery.
他可能觉得像中了彩票。
We see that what David had planned to do was a great act, a great show of kindness.
那我们可以看到大卫计划的是非常有恩慈的事情。
David would plan, was planning that Mephibosheth would never have to worry about providing for himself again.
那大卫想要让米非波瑟不用再为自己的生活担忧，不用为自己的饮食担忧。
And as a king, he did not need to do this because it's normally the reverse where other people would serve him.
那其实作为一个国王，他本不需要做这些。相反，其实作为国王都是别人来服侍他。
However, we see David was able to share and give out the things that he had been blessed with by God, from God.
那相反，我们看到大卫他可以给予并且与他人分享神所赐给他的这些福气恩典。
Despite all of the blessings he had received from God already, he was able to share this out with the people around him.
那他从神那里受到了这些恩赐，他就祝福恩赐和祝福，他就可以把这些东西分享，跟其他人分享。
He did not forget his words, his vow and covenant that he had made.
他没有忘记他所说过的话，没有忘记他立的誓，立的约，发的誓。
And we can see that this was not just a one-off thing.
那这不单单是只有这一件事。
David said that he would continually, Mephibosheth would continually eat at his table.
那他说，米非波设可以常常与他同席吃饭。
So, each and every day, whilst David was still alive or whilst he was king, Mephibosheth would be able to eat with him.
那只要大卫在位一天，他就可以同大卫一起同席吃饭。
So we can see that David went above and beyond what was expected of him.
那我们可以看到大卫做了超出他所该做的。
We sometimes, in the world today, we sometimes see those people who are have an abundance or quite wealthy seem to be the people who are more stingy and a bit tight.
那我们在世界上可能会看到有一些人，他可能有很多他可能很富有，但是反而这些人可能是那些最为小气、最为吝啬的人。
We just said how David went above and beyond what would have been expected of him.
那我们可以看到大卫所做的呢，是远远超出他所应该做的。
But he also did an additional thing as well.
他不单单做了应该做的，他也做了额外的事情。
If we read verse 9 to 10,
如果我们读第九节到第十节
verse 9 to 10,
第九节到第十节
And the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given to your master's son all that belonged to Saul and to all his house. You therefore and your sons and your servants shall work the land for him, and you shall bring in the harvest that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, shall eat bread at my table always. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants.
撒母耳记下第九章第九节到第十节，王召了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说：“我已将属扫罗和他的一切家产都赐给你主人的儿子了。你和你的众子仆人要为你主人的儿子米非波瑟耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。”洗巴有十五个儿子，二十个仆人。
So here we see another example of how Mephibosheth went, how David went above and beyond what was asked of, what he needed to do.
那在这里我们又一次看到大卫做了超过他本该做的。
he instructs Ziba and Ziba's whole household, the son, his sons and his servants, to work the land for Mephibosheth.
那他招了洗巴还有洗巴的家人和仆人来一同耕种米非波色的田地。
And all of this harvest would then be used to feed Mephibosheth's son.
那要把这田地所产的拿给米非波色供他食用。
So David not only looked out for Mephibosheth, but looked out for Mephibosheth's family as well.
那他大卫不仅仅是照看了米非波色这一个人，还照看了他的整个家。
He went above and beyond what was expected of him.
那他做了超过他本该做的。
So in our lives, sometimes when we are comfortable and we have enough of what we need, we can find it a lot easier to give out to God and give out to other people.
那当我们的生活舒适的时候，我们可能有很多我们需用的。那这个时候，我们可能就比较容易把这些东西拿出来给神和给其他人。
But when we are struggling or finding it difficult to make ends meet from month to month, are we able to give to God and give to other people the same way as we would if we had plentiful?
但是当我们过得很辛苦，每个月过得紧巴巴的时候，那我们是否还能够像我们富有的时候那样，来分享，来给神和给其他人东西？
I think many of us seated here can look back and reflect and think back of a time when we were struggling or were when our lives were more difficult.
我想在座的各位，如果我们回头看的时候，我们生活中一定有一段时间是非常辛苦的。
But we see that when God blesses us and gives us enough of what we need and maybe even more of what we need, are we able to keep that same heart in giving?
那我们可以看到，如果神赐福给我们，当我们拥有了我们所需用，可能超或者是超过我们所需用的，那我们是否还有像当初那样那样的心来奉献？
If we remember the widow who offered two mites, she was praised by Jesus because she gave all that she had rather than out of abundance.
我们知道圣经上的穷寡妇她捐了两个小钱，但是耶稣夸奖她，因为她是捐出了她一切养生的，而不是她多余的。
Jesus also taught us it is better to give than to receive.
那耶稣也教导我们施比受更为有福。
And for us today, do we truly believe this and carry out this teaching?
那我们今天是否相信这一点，并且有去行出来呢？
Whether we have a lot or a little, are we able to carry out this teaching to the fullest?
那我们不管是有多还是有少，那我们是否能够真正的在我们生活中行出这一点？
Because I'm sure no one seated here today does not like receiving things.
我相信每个人在座的每个人肯定都喜欢得到东西。
I would.Be the first person to admit that I'm more than happy to receive things rather than give things out.
那我必须承认，我自己肯定是得到东西的时候比付出东西的时候更高兴。
But are we able to give out to give to other people and to God our possessions, our time, our effort, our energy?
那我们是否能够分享和奉献我们的财产、时间、精力、努力给神，或者是我们周围的其他人
？To be able to do this, no matter what stage or what point or what difficulty we face in our lives.
那我们是否能够在我们生命的每一个时间，不管我们遇到什么样的困难，都能够持续的来做这些事呢？
Not just to give the minimum, but actually give more than what is required of us.
那不仅仅是付出最少的、最低限度的，而是付出远远超过我们所该做的。
Because we know that when we are carrying out God's teachings, we must carry them out to the best of our ability.
那我们知道如果当我们去行出神的教训的时候那我们就要最大限度的去执行它。
So we must always remember that it is better to give than to receive.
那我们一定要记住施比受更为有福。
And be able to do this willingly.
而且要甘心情愿的去做这件事。
And also to be able to do more than what is required of us.
而且要去尽最大限度的去做到。
So, what else can we learn from David in this chapter?
那我们从这一章里还可以从大卫身上学到什么？
We can also see how he never stopped thinking about and carrying out God's teachings and trying to do good to other people.
他从未停止思考和遵行神的教训来向别人行善。
So, when David was running for his life, he was constantly praying and relying on God.
那在大卫逃亡的时候呢他不停地向神祷告。
He faithfully kept the words of God and turned to him for guidance and strength.
他忠实地遵守神的话语然后这些话就变成他的引领和他的力量。
And it's very similar for us today. When we are in difficulty, it's very easy to turn and rely on God.
那对于我们今天来说也是一样如果我们遇到困难的时候我们是很容易的就可以来依靠神。
But now that David was king and in a much more stable and peaceful part of his life, it would be quite easy for him to forget about God's teachings and carrying out God's words.
那现在大卫成为了国王他过上了平静而又安稳的生活对他来说呢就很容易来忘记神的这些教训 和神的话
But we see he didn't forget to follow God's words and did not forget to help the people around him
那但我们看到大卫他并没有忘记神的话他也没有停止向别人来行善
He did not stop to do good to those people who needed it
他也没有停止向那些需要的人来行善
And this is a good example for us to follow today as well
那这对于我们今天来说也是一个很好的榜样
When we are struggling in difficulty we will always tend to rely and pray to God more
那我们当我们遭遇痛苦的时候遇到困难的时候我们也会多多的向神祷告依靠神
But when our lives are a bit more stable and a bit more comfortable, are we still able to have that same reliance and same trust in God?
那当我们过上了更为安稳的生活的时候，我们是否还能够像之前那样依靠神？
Or do we start to now spend less time on the things of God, praying less, reading the Bible less, doing less church work?
那我们是不是会忘记我们就会可能比较少的去祷告比较少看圣经也不怎么参与教会的圣工
And now our time and efforts are put into the things of the world
我们把时间和精力花在了更多世俗的事情上
Jesus reminds us that we should seek first the kingdom of God
耶稣提醒我们说我们要先求神的国
And all the things shall be added unto us
那其他的事都要加给我们了。
So I'm sure we have already heard many testimonies and probably experienced it ourselves that when we put God first in our lives, He will bless us and guide us accordingly.
那我们可能自己也经历过很多，也有很多美好的见证。当我们把神放在首位的时候，他就会带领我们。
We should not forget these past struggles and experiences and instead use these to remind ourselves on how we should continue to do good for God.
那我们不要忘记这些过去的困难的时候，反而要用它来激励我们自己，为神来做出更多的善行。
These things should help strengthen our faithfulness to carrying out the God's teachings.
那这些东西呢，它就会帮助我们来坚固我们的信心，来行出更多神的教训。
Because God has allowed us to go through these things in order to help us strengthen and build up our faith.
那因为神曾经在这些时候带领着我们，并且不断地使我们的信心增长，而且走出这样困难的时期。
So we shouldn't let God's efforts, God's blessings go to waste.
那我们不要让神对我们做出的这些东西，我们不要忘记神对我们做出的这些事情。
So, in verse, the final few verses of this chapter,
在这一章的最后几节里
from verse 11 to 13
在第十一节到第十三节的时候
and in these verses we see how David carries out exactly what he has said he would do for Mephibosheth
那我们可以看到在这几节里面大卫真正的做到了他跟米菲波瑟所说的那样
So we can see from this whole chapter how David showed great kindness towards Mephibosheth
那在这一整章我们可以看到大卫他对米菲波瑟是显出怎样的爱心和恩慈。
But for us today, why is kindness important, being kind important?
那对于我们今天来说对别人善良为什么这么重要呢
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5.
我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章
Verse 22 to 25
22节到25节
22 to 25
22节到25节
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
22节圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
温柔节制这样的事没有法律没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So Paul here tells us that if we live in the Spirit, we should walk in the Spirit.
那这里保罗告诉我们，我们若是靠圣灵得生，我们就应当靠圣灵行事。
And we can see that one of the fruits of the Spirit is showing kindness.
那我们可以看到圣灵所结的果子，其中之一就是恩慈。
So when we show kindness, we are walking in the Spirit.
那如果我们行出恩慈的时候，我们就是靠圣灵行事。
And if we are able to walk in the Spirit, then we will be able to not fulfill the lusts of the flesh, as it tells us in verse 16.
那如果我们可以靠着圣灵行事，那我们就可以不体贴肉体的情欲，正如十六节所说的。
And by walking in the Spirit, we will not carry out the works of the flesh.
那如果我们可以靠着圣灵行事，我们就不会顺从肉体行情欲的事。
And from verse 19 to 21, it lists some of these works of the flesh.
那在十九节到二十一节里面列出了一些情欲的事。
So we know that in our lives today, we are constantly facing this spiritual battle.
那我们知道在我们的日常生活中我们持续地面对这个灵性上的征战
A constant battle between the flesh and the spirit
那这一场持续的征战是在情欲和圣灵之间的
And the thing is that if we live according to the flesh then we will not inherit the kingdom of God
那如果我们今天是体贴肉体的话我们就不能进入神的国
SoIt's important that we live according to the Spirit.
那我们顺从圣灵啊，或是非常重要的。
And in order to do so, we have to show kindness.
那为了做到这个呢，我们是要去不断的 不断地向别人施恩慈。
Of course, there are other characteristics like love, joy, peace, etc., etc. in verse 22 and 23.
那我们当然也有其他的圣灵的果子列在22到23节里。
So we can see that by being able to walk in the Spirit, then we will be able to inherit the kingdom of God.
那如果我们能够靠着圣灵行事，我们就可以进入神的国。
So that is why showing kindness is important in our lives today.
那这就是为什么对别人施恩慈是我们生活很重要的一部分。
And what else is important in order? Why else should we show kindness?
那我们为什么要施恩慈呢？
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
那我们来看马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
Verse 12.
Matthew
chapter 7 verse 12.
马太福音第七章十二节。
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
马太福音第七章十二节。所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
So we can, another important thing of being able to show kindness is that,If we are able to show kindness to others, then others will show kindness to us.
那为什么说我们要去施恩慈？有一个原因就是，如果我们对别人施恩慈，他们也会这样对我们。
So if it's important that we show kindness to others. It's important that we show kindness to others.
对别人施恩慈是很重要的。
But are we able to show kindness to one another without any prejudice?
那我们是不是能够做到没有偏见的对所有人都施恩慈呢？
So being able to show this kindness to people we don't know, don't like.
我们是否能够做到对我们不认识的人或者不喜欢的人也施恩慈？
To people who may have harmed us or wronged us.
那可能对于那些得罪过我们的人也施恩慈。
The kindness that we ought to show to one another should not be with prejudice.
那我们对待别人善待别人的时候不能带着偏见。
And also when we are showing this kindness, we should not expect something in return.
那我们对别人施恩慈的时候，我们也不要指望着要得到什么回报。
Our motives must be pure in when we are showing kindness to one another.
当我们对别人行善的时候，我们必须是要有着纯洁的动机的。
The reason why we show this kindness is that we want to help our brothers and sisters. We want to help the people of this world.
那我们对别人施恩慈的原因呢，是因为我们想要来帮助我们弟兄姐妹，来帮助这个世界上的人。
To help build up their faith, to strengthen them, or to help bring them towards God, towards Jesus.
我们是要来坚固他们的信心，或者是说把他们带到神的面前来。
So that they can also receive the great blessings that we have received.
那他们也可以同我们一样得到从神那里来的祝福。
And that they are able to also receive the salvation that is promised to mankind.
那他们也能够得到这个神对人类所应许的这个救恩。
Amongst all of the people in this world today, we have been chosen by God to receive the perfect gospel.
那我们在这个在这个世界上，我们是被神拣选来领受他的真福音的。
And it's not something that we have earned or done anything to receive it.
并不是说我们靠着自己挣到了这一份救恩。
But it's by God's great love and God's kindness towards us that He has given us this opportunity.
而是靠着神的大爱，他给了我们这个机会。
So by accepting the truth and having the correct mode of baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit, we can enter this. We can enter heaven.
那我们接受了这个真理，然后我们接受了正确的洗礼，得到了圣灵，我们就可以照着这条路一直进到天堂。
And as His children, we are set apart from the world and from the non-believing people.
那作为神的子民，我们是被这个世我们是跟这个世界上的人和那些不信的人分别开了。
Because our sins have now been washed away, and we have a new body and a new life.
我们的罪被洗去了，我们现在有这个新的身体和新的生活。
And we are now the elect of God, His holy and beloved.
我们是神的选民，是圣洁蒙爱的人。
And as these people, what must we do?
所以作为这些人，我们应该我们应该做出神所吩咐的事。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 13.
十二节到十三节。
Verse 12 to 13.
十二节到十三节。
Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another,and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
哥罗西书三章十二节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。十三节，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
So again, here Paul lists out the characteristics of what a new man should be.
那在这里
or should have, should show.
那在这里保罗列出了新人所应该有的特质。
And one of these things is showing kindness.
那在这特质的其中之一就是要有恩慈。
So by showing kindness, this helps God and other people identify us as His elect.
那通过对别人施恩慈，就可以让神和世界上的其他人知道我们是神的选民。
So we should no longer remain a son of disobedience and focus on the things of the world.
那我们就不应该存着这个不顺服的心，也不应该过多的关注世界上的事。
But instead, we must set our minds on the things above.
那我们要关注的是上面的事。
This is what is required of us as the new man.
那这就是我们作为新人所被要求拥有的特质。
So in conclusion, David's kindness to Mephibosheth gives us a great example to follow.
那总结的来说，大卫他对这个他恩待米非波瑟，给了我们一个很好的榜样。
It shows us how we ought to serve one another.
他告诉我们应该怎样去服侍彼此。
We can try and seek out our enemies, the poor, the weak, the lame, and show kindness to them.
我们可以去帮助我们的敌人、穷人、软弱的人，还有那些瘸腿的人。
To try and show kindness to people who may not deserve it.
我们可能也可以做到对那些不值得我们为他这样做的人去施恩慈。
But also take the opportunity to do more than what is required of us.
那我们也可以抓住这个机会做的比我们所应做的更好。
Because God has already shown His great kindness to us.
因为神已经向我们展示了他的慈爱。
And we ought to show the same kindness to the people around us.
那我们也需要对我们周围的人施这种慈爱。
In this very dark and corrupt and troubled world, we could always do with a little bit more kindness.
在这个黑暗又败坏的世界，我们总需要去多有一点善良恩慈。
So a question we should reflect on each and every day is whether we are showing true kindness to the people around us.
那我们可以每天反省自己一点，就是我们是不是对我们周围的人也展示了这种恩慈。
If not, then think what steps we can take in order to do better and show kindness to the people around us.
那如果我们没有这样做的话，我们就要想一下，我们要怎样做才能够在我们的生活中对别人施展这种恩慈，在我们的生活中多做一点。
As that ends my sharing today.
我今天的分享到此结束。
So we will kneel down and pray to end today's service.
所以我们一同跪下祷告来结束这一场聚会。
We pray that God will continue to guide the rest of the Sabbath services and fellowships that will take place today.
那我们求神继续带领我们接下来的聚会和今天的团契。
And we pray that God will continue to give us the strength and the open heart to receive his words and his teachings on the Sabbath day.
那我们也求神给我们力量，开我们的心窍，可以让我们在安息日来多多学习他的道理。
And ask him to help us and show us how we can be more kind to the people around us.
那我们也求他带领我们，让我们对周围的人有更多的这种恩慈。
Let's do that.